We have Yehuda sent a present, Kurbani sent a present to this Goy, to the Goy Avidrono, the Yoimedom, on the day of his Chag, the day that the Goyim went to worship Avodah Zorah. So even though our first Mishnah in the Masechta says, you're not allowed to send him a present, you can't even do business with him, even 3 days before Yom Chagom, it's also to do business with him, maybe you make him happy and it'll be over the Avodah Zorah. Still here, Rav Yehuda sent him a present on Yom Edom. Why, Omar, Rav Yehuda said like this, that Yodana Bey, I know for sure, and this guy, my friend, or his friend, and this person, Avidrano, the Loi Polach Laboris Kachovim, that he does not worship Avodah Zorah. I know for sure this guy does not worship Avodah Zorah. Therefore, I'm allowed to send him a present even to Yom Chagom. Although it's so, the first Mishnah is that you're afraid if you do something good to him, he'll thank his Avodah Zorah. You're causing him to worship the Avodah Zorah. But here, Rabbi Yehuda knew for sure that Avidrano would not worship. Rashi says, shame of the Chavim. And he would not worship the Avodah Zorah. Therefore, he held it was Mutta. And that's the first Tosfos in the first Amud that brings down, that's one of the Heterim, Bizman Hazeh, why we're allowed to do business with the Goyim today, even during Christmas or right before it, because Bizman Hazeh, they're not over the Avodah Zorah. They don't really worship the Avodah Zorah. So therefore, we're allowed to do business with them at least before Yom Chagom, Yom Edom. Now, Omar Le Reb Yosef, Reb Yosef said like this, Omar Le Reb Yosef, V'yotanya, we learned, Eizeyo Ger Toshev, who is considered a Ger Toshev? We had the sugi before yesterday, that Kol Shekibbol Olav Bifnei Gimel, any Goy that accepted upon himself in front of three Chaverim, three Choshevah Jews, that he's not going to worship Avodah Zorah. That's called the Ger Toshev. A Ger Toshev is somebody that accepted upon himself at least not to worship Avodah Zorah. Huh? Yeah. Now, Shloi Lavar Chavim, yeah. So the core of the question is that you see, even though he's not going to worship Avodah Zorah, he has to accept upon himself in front of three people, in front of three chaverim. And over here, L'chur, this guy, Avidrono, did not accept upon himself in front of three people, in front of three Jews. So how come he acted as if he doesn't worship Avodah Zorah? So Gemarin says, Kitanya hilach yosei. It's after we learn the special loch of a ger toshev, it's a special mitzvah lach yosei to keep him alive. In other words, a regular guy, if you see him dying or is in the street, you have no mitzvah to save him. Let him die. It could be Mishum Daki Sholom, Mishum Eva, you're allowed to do it, you're supposed to do it, this man is him. But Mikra Din, Medika Din, the Raisa, if a guy is dying, let him die. Only a special loch of a Ger Toshev, him gives a mitzvah lach Yosef to save him. So when does he have a Ger Toshev, Din Ger Toshev? Only if the guy accepts upon himself in front of three Chavirim not to worship Avodah Zorah. But like this here, that he knew this Avidrona, this guy did not worship, that's considered a guy that does not worship Avodah Zorah. Therefore, he held it was mutter to send him a present. For the more still, I, Vo'oma, Rabba, Barbachon, Rabbi Yechanon, Ger, Toshiv, Shovru, Olav, Yud, Beis, Chodesh, Vloimol, Areo, Kimin, Sheboiv, Dekachavim. You see, a Ger, Toshiv, if in 12 months' time he does not become a complete Jew, does not make a Milo, we say he retracts, he comes back to worship Avodah Zorah. So here also, this Goy Avidrona, if it was 12 months already, even though he stopped worshipping Avodah Zorah, but since he did not become a Jew, the girl, we have to be afraid he's going to go back to start worship Avodah Zorah again. Like Mashmir, like once he becomes a Ger Toshev, we expect him to become a Jew. No, it's like once he stopped worshipping Avodah Zorah. So it's a Shalom what Havminer is, because we know a Goy does not have a Chiyuv, does not have a mitzvah to become a Jew, even though part of the mitzvah, Sheva mitzvah, Bnei Noach, is not to worship Avodah Zorah. That was half a mean here, that if we see within 12 months he doesn't become a Jew, he's yachzor to worship Avodah Zorah again. So Mor says, no, there's no question. Hosom over there, kagoyin shekibul olav, lomo vloimol. They were talking about that this Ger Toshev accepted upon himself to become a Jew. He said he was going to have a Mila. But since he accepted upon himself to have the Mila, and he doesn't have it, there we say, v'chayshid will be yachzor l'suroi, will be worship Avodah Zorah again. But over here, by this guy, Avidrana, since he stopped worshipping Avodah Zorah, therefore, Yehuda held he was allowed to send him a present.
Kashon Rabbi Yehuda, how could he send a present? B'yoyim Edom,
Tiavidrana, and he says, I know for sure that he's not worshipping Avodah Zarah. What do you mean you know for sure? He's still a goy. A year passed by already that he's not worshipping Avodah Zarah, and he's still a goy. He didn't become a Jew. So Sahul Zicha, come back to Avodah Zarah. So how will you allow to send him a present, the Yomedom, that you know he didn't worship last year, but maybe this year that he's going to worship? This is the question. Okay. You see here, Ger Tesher, after a year, comes back to be a regular guy. So here also, Avidrani, he didn't become a Jew yet, it should be us to give him a present, the Yomedom. Hosom Kigoin Shekibul Olav Lomov Loimal. It's a new case here, you're right. Not every Ger Tesher is this way. It means in a case where a guy became a Ger Tesher, and he also accepted upon, he said then, you should know, within 1 year I'm going to become a Jew. I want to make, that's what he said, I want to have a milah. Now we say, within the year he does not do this, so for sure, why not? Because he's going back to worship Avodah Zarah. So that's the answer. If the guy once had intentions of becoming a Jew, and he stops it, it must be because he's coming back to worship Avodah Zarah. But over here, Rabbi Yehuda Stam knew about this one guy, Avidrana, that Stam, like yesterday, maybe just as Makabal, like a Ger Toshev, just not to worship Avodah Zarah, or at least he knew he didn't worship the Avodah Zarah. So that alone, we don't say he'll come back to worship. Therefore, it was mutter for him to send the present. It's only if he was Makabal upon himself to be a Jew, and he retracts, that's called going back to Avodah Zarah. Rava Amtuyele Kurbano Levar Shishach. Rav also sent a present to this guy, Bar Shishach, B'yomedim. On the day of their Chag, their big holiday, he sent him a present. Again, why? I, the first Mishnah, is Mashmitz also. Omri said also, Rav, Yodanabe, I know for sure, with this guy, Bar Shishach, the Loi Polach, the Avodas Kechavim. He does not worship, he does better things with his times. He does not worship Avodah Zarah. Therefore, there's no Issa Chazal to give them a present. The only Issa is, because you're going to cause them to worship, to be mighty to the Avodah Zarah. But if you know for sure, it means nothing to the Avodah Zarah, mashma then it's muta. Now, what happened was, Ozal Ashkechei, the Yosef, Rava went to visit this Pashishach. Stam, for some reason, he had something to do with him, he needed him or something. So he went to visit him. And he went to visit a guy. What happened? Where was the guy doing? Ozel Ashkechei di Yosef at Savori Bavarda. He was taking a bath, a bubble bath he was taking. But Bavarda, Rashi says that's Bemerchat Shelvredim. There were roses there. He had rose water, what do you call it? Yeah, he had rose in his bath. The Kaimon Zoinois Arumas Kamei. And he had Zoinois Arumas, undressed Zoinois, roaming around there. Omale, so Bashishach Yest Rovo. Is Lechul Kai Gabn the Alma the Yossi? Like in his eyes, that was the biggest hanor, the biggest enjoyment he could have in this world. So yes, Ravi, in your Olam Haba, you Jews say you have such a good Olam Haba. Do you have such a good thing like this to have a chmonis, to have a zaynis undressed in front of you there? That was the guy's biggest hanor he could have. Omalei, so Ravi answered back. You have to understand exactly what this means and what Ravi have to answer altogether for him. But Omalei said back to him like this. Some who are trying to understand at least, that the Dana Difa Tvei, we have much more than this. Our Olam Habo is much greater than this. Why? Tvei Mehai. So Omalei, so Vashisha said back to him, Agoyish Akop. He said back to him, Tvei Mehai Mehevei, how is it possible? Impossible. Nothing can be better than this. If you're sitting in a bath with rose water, and to have Zionists around you, what can be better than this? How could it be? So Omalei, Rava tried to give him to understand, Omalei, you have to know you think you have a good time, but you have to be afraid of your king. You never tell a Goyish king, you never tell what to do to you. You always have fear of your king. So you never have a complete good life. But Anan, us the Jews, we're going to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not going to be afraid of Hashem, we're not afraid to do something bad to us. The Chalal Yid is never afraid Hashem will do something bad to him. He does what we deserve, but we don't have any emos of the malchus. We're not afraid we'll be punished from the king in Olam Haba. Omalei, so Bashishach ends back to Rav still. I know a guy like me. Mio, my imso de machusika. I'm a head guy here with the Romans, with the government. What are they going to do bad to me? I'm not afraid of the king. Nothing can happen to me either. So don't give me this. I have my Olam Haba like in this world. So, what happened was, the Yosef, while they were still sitting and talking there, also who perosko the malchuso, a letter came in, a messenger came from the king, and omalei, he said over to Mashisha, to this guy, come, get up, we need you right now. That the king wants you right now, you're summoned to come to the king, as if to show him, you see, you don't have such a good world, that you have to answer to your king, he'll bother you. So, and now, Olam Haba is greater than this. It's very shred the Gemara, what about the answer for, and such answers, some kashes, he wanted to try and give him to understand that his level, this is what a guy would understand. It's time to explain to him all the ruchnis of Olam Haba, a guy would not understand, that doesn't go into a guy's cup, to know the enjoyment of Olam Haba, of ruchnis. So try to give it to him in his understandings that you're not going to have a pure, easy life. Zumara says what happened was Kinofik, when they were leaving right now, Kinofik, when Bashishach was leaving to go to see the king, V'yozel Omalei, so Bashishach like said to Rava, that Eino, to boil a mechselechu bishusa, the eye that wants to look evil at you, that wants to like, give you a curse, any eye that wants to curse you, Rava, is Tifka, that eye should burst. So they gave him some type of a bracha. Like Bashishach saw how great Rav is, he knew what he's talking about, so he said that whoever has a bad eye against you, that eye should burst. So Omalei Rav said back to him, Amen! Very good, that's a good bracha. He meant to say is your eye should burst. So what happened was, Pokeine the Bashishach. Bashishach's eye, his eye alone burst open. Whereas he was trying to act nice to him, but inside him he couldn't take it. The Rav gave him a shtechia. Because the Rav, he knew he was going to go away from his oilum here and go to the king, so he wanted to get even on a Rav. So kids, his eye was the one that became the plucker. So my first comes to Lima from Goyim, and even though Goyim sometimes look good to us, he has to be careful. He has to know really their eye is to give us a shock. Really their eye is to do evil to us. Even if they talk nice to us, they want to try and be nice to us, but really, inside them, they mean to give us curses.
How about the bracha
Okay. Omara apostolate this. E boyele lemaimele, really, Rava should have answered back something else. Akashi should have answered 100 things different. But he should have answered like this. Mahai krop this posik. The posik says in Tilim, Bunais malochim, bikroisecho, nitzvo, shego lemincho, bekesem oifir. That the girls will be like B'nai Malachim and they'll have tremendous hanor, they'll have tremendous enjoyment. They'll be tremendous in Olam Haba, they'll have tremendous enjoyment.
What does Rashi say?
Rashi, the cover of the Chol Yisrael come about the Novi. The Novi is telling how much great respect Chol Yisrael will have, lost in Lavoi. So he should have told him better things. Omer of Nachman by Yitzchak, that he boy elei, lemeimer lei mihacha also. Rava should have answered back to this guy Bashishach from this pasuk. The pasuk says Nishayo Ayin Loi Rosa Elokim Zolasecha Yasal Mechakaloi, that nobody ever saw the enjoyment of what's going to be in Olam Haba. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one that knows about it. Rashi says Zolase Ayin Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Esa Sheyasal Mechakaloi. Nobody ever saw the reward that Hashem is going to give to the people that have or are hoping for Hashem. They have been talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Nira covered the Dula Dugmasa. Nobody ever saw such a great thing. So, kids, the Rashi's Rav knew that to a guy you don't answer these things. A guy wouldn't understand these psukim anyway. So, to a guy, he had to talk down to his level to give it to him. Right. Now the Mishnah says, Sochroi lasas imaim loch acheres. Again, the Mishnah says that if a guy hires a Jew to work with his Yayin Nesach, just to transport the barrels from one place to another place, so the knas mit rabbonin, the schar is also the pay you get for working with avodah zarah as the chumra for the yai nesach, the chumra yai nesach. The rabbonin said that the schar is also banu. But what's going to be if the goy, the Mishnah says, hired the Jew to do other work, to clean the house, and then once he told him, listen, I want you also now to move my barrels of wine. So then he's mutter to take the pay. Then the pay is okay. Mash, because the main pay is for the work you're doing in the house, cleaning the house, even though we also told you move around the Yai Nesach, that's like bottle to the main Malacha. So Mora says, V'yafagat l'yomalei li'etusei orif. The Chor of Mishnah's Mashma, even in a case where the guy did not say, overtime, then work with the Yai Nesach. It is to say, so I'm paying you for the day, $100 a day. The whole day he cleaned the house. When it came evening, when he was supposed to leave anyway, that's when the guy said, you know what, now in evening, after the pay time, now move the Yayin Esek. That's not the case. The Afagav the lawyer, he did not tell him, Lutusi Arab, at night time, move the barrels of wine. It's Mashm in the middle of the day, during the time that he's getting paid for work, during that time, the guy told him, move around the barrels of wine. So it comes out, the Chur is getting paid for the Yayin Esek. And still the Mishnah says, that Tzchar is Mutabano. Says, so Ramin, we have a question on you. Says, Alochom, Tesefto, Hasoichir Esapoyel. Is somebody, a guy hires a Jew to work for him, Uliatu say Erev, and by evening, Mashm, after the day is over, Omaloi, then the guy tells the Jew, Have a Chav Yeshi Yayin Esek and Mokom Mokom, please carry this barrel of wine, take it from one place to another place. Then Tzchari Muta. That's what Tesefto says. From the Tasefta, Taimo, what's the reason why the Jew could still take his paycheck? The Omalek, because the guy first told him, Liutusay Orev, at evening, means after work, after the time of work, after you deserve to get your pay, now do me an extra favor and move around the Yayin Esek. In, then it's Mutter to take the paycheck, because the whole paycheck is only for the work of the day. But Kula Yayimalai, but if the guy would have told the Jew during the daytime that he's getting paid for that work that he does during the daytime, then to move around the Yayin Esek, mashma, then it would be asa, because you're getting paid for moving the Yayin Esek. That's the din of the mission, that it's asa. So, of course, not like we're saying now in the Gemara, that the Seft is mashma, it's only mutam if you do the work at night. When our Mishnah says that the guy told you to do other work, and then also you move the Yayin Esek, that it's muta, you should know, the omal itusayorit. It's only muta if the guy tells the Jew by evening, after daytime, after the work time. Then the schar is muta. Because all the schar is only for the day work that was beheta. Smur says, Niver of Tanan, yes, it's the air of Tanan. Rav Omar, Rav says no. Rav Omar loy kash, there's no stira. Hodi Omar lay, haver li meya chavyas. If the guy, the owner, tells the Jew, the worker, to carry around 100 barrels, 100 prutas, then the maestro we say, it's also.
Rashi.
Basis netoni muta, going heavily chavius, and Hodmar says, Hodi Yomalei, heavily chavius, chavius a pruta, that every barrel you carry, you get $1 for it. You get a dollar for the barrel. So then it's mutter. Because the pshat is, the work you do the whole day, that work is mutter. The 1 minute or the 5 minutes that you carry the barrels, then echnami. For that you cannot take pay. But you just won't take $1 for that pay. Like he's paying you separately for each barrel by itself. So true, these barrels of Yayin Esek can't take the schar. But the rest of the day, you're allowed to take the money. Like Rashi says, Rav Amar, the olam lo yomalei litusayorit. Lakasha, Masnis Niktoni Muta, we're going heavily Chavis Apruta. The guy tells the worker, the Jew, listen, every barrel you carry, I'm paying you separately, a dollar a barrel. Benim says Chavis Yayin Esek B'nayim. So true. Shodi Prutal Nahara. This $1 you're receiving now for moving the barrel of Yayin Esek, you have to throw it to the river. What the Mishnah means, the Schar is Muta, means the rest of the Schar. In Ami Rashi says, Lashokim Yad Chavim, do not take money for that barrel that you moved. The inach mishtari, but the rest of the pay is muta. The lashayek schar hu chavis ba the inach, because the pay for this one barrel has nothing to do with the other barrels. The chochodo kinyan agar apenashe. Each barrel you move, you're getting paid separately. So therefore, if you moved 100 barrels today, and 99 were kosher barrels, just one barrel was Yayin Esek, so then the mishta means do not take the pay for that one barrel, but the rest of the barrels are muta. But Rashi says, but a braisa. The guy said one big deal here. Move all these barrels and you get $100 for it. The Jew did not move all 100 barrels. You don't deserve a penny yet. It's one big condition here. That's one big job. When you finish the job, then I pay you. So any little work of this job is called you getting paid for that. So therefore the $100 is needs the Yayin Esek to be moved, and therefore it's also to take the schar. Now the Gemara says, well, Tanya, bring a proof of this. For Tanya, we learned, if a guy hires a Jewish worker, V'yomalo, and he tells him, Heveli meyechovis v'meyeprutas. I have one big job here. Move these 100 barrels, and then you get your $100. V'nim says, Chavisha Yarnesa b'neim. It comes out that one or two barrels. War from Yarnesach, Schari Yasa. It's also for the Jew not to have hano from these $100. Because it's called getting paid for that work. And without those two barrels of Yain Nesach, you wouldn't receive a penny. So you need that work of the Yain Nesach to get your paycheck. Therefore, that's the din of the Mishnah. It's also, you can't take the pay, because you're getting paid for working with the Yain Nesach. But, Chavis Apruto, if the guy says, listen, I'll pay you separately for every barrel you get a dollar, then Benin says, Chavis Yain Nesach, and then you've come out at one or two barrels. Well, Yain Nesach, Schari Mutel, like we said, Rashi, means for the rest of the barrels. So the other 98 barrels that you moved, you could take $98, because you're getting paid separately for each barrel. Each barrel is its own payment. So therefore, true for the one or two barrels of Yain Nesach, it's also. But for the other barrels, it's mutter. Now the Mishnah says, Ha'aseicher es ha'chamor, if you hire a donkey driver, the Jew is supposed to carry, to transport, the guy himself is going to sit on the chamor. So lehovi depends. Lo'vila Yain Nesach, schari yasa. That if the guy hires you to transport his Yain Nesach, then it's also. So I'm asked the question, Asul Amali, what do I need this case of the Mishnah for? Like Madach in the Reisha, where it's only a poil, a small-time job, that the poil cannot take his pay. For sure, in a big-time job, a Chamor is also to take his pay if he's hired to work with the Yain Nesach. Hai in the Reisha. So Mura says, true, but Seif Yisrachle, the last part of the Mishnah we need, the Chiddush by the Chamor, the donkey driver. It's like this. What happened there? Scharoi leisha v'leho. That the guy hired this Jewish donkey driver to carry him. That the guy should sit on the donkey and he'll travel today. That's the way he's going to travel. So here it says the Mishnah Chiddush is afo pi shenichar v'tichogun leginoi olei, even though the guy takes his flask full of Yain Nesach with him. So it comes out now that the Jew is transporting this flask of Yain Nesach. The Chiddush is still scharei mutter. The Jew is allowed to take the pay. Because we say why? The pay that the guy is paying is for his traveling. He wants to sit on a donkey. And after he takes along the flask of wine, whether he takes or he doesn't take it, the price doesn't change. The price is for carrying the guy, not the wine. So Lemaim, what do you want to tell me? The Lagina Lavdinhu Liyesve. That there's no din that the guy really has a right to take the flask of wine. Like whether it takes it, doesn't take it, doesn't take nafkamina. And Mashma, what, that the Jew has the right to even tell him, no, do not take this wine. So since part of the pay is not for the wine, the pay is only because now the guy wants to have transportation for himself, therefore the pay is for himself, that's mutter. Or Raminu, have a question. Says, Alochom, Gemara Bar Mitzvah, Ha'aseicher es ha'chamor. Two Jews. If somebody hires a donkey for transportation, Ha'aseicher es ha'chamor. So Lachar is like this, and they're going to go on a trip. So there's two people. The one that's renting it's going to pay money, is going to sit on top of the donkey. And then you have the driver that's going to walk in front of the donkey and lead him. Now they both have to take things for the trip. How much is each one, how much luggage, how much baggage or luggage are you allowed to take? Two bags, three bags, how many luggages, how many pounds can you take? So it says Lach here. It's like this. Seicher, the one that's renting here right now, is allowed to put on his big clothing. Take along his flask of wine, without that he can't go. Take along his flask of wine. Almost a nice serve, his food for the day. As long as the plan to travel, if it's a week, if it's a 5-day journey, he can take along food for 5 days. Right, for the way. 5 days, he can take along 5 days worth of food. And 5 days worth of wine also. Now, Mikan Vielach, after taking more than the 5 days worth, then Chamor Makavalov. The owner, the donkey driver, has the right to say, too much, you know, overweight my chamor, no good, too much. Now, what about the chamor, what about the donkey driver? He also has to go along. He has to take along his provisions also. So, chamor, maniach aleh asorim, he could put their barley, betevin, and straw, and was a nice sub, shalai siyayim, that's it. Just 1 day's worth of food for the chamor to take along. We'll soon see why not the whole derech. But mikan vielach, after 1 day's worth, soiche makiv alav. The one that's renting has right to say, too much. You're filling up the chamor too much, or plots on the way. I don't like this. He has right to tell him, stop. Don't put more on the chamor. So, according to him, what do we see here? That the chamor cannot stop the soicher from putting his wine on the chamor. Mashma, when you hire the chamor, part of it is that you're taking along your wine. So, chura, you're paying for the wine also. So why does the Mishnah say that when the guy hires the Jewish chamor, that he's allowed to take his pay? The chur is being paid for carrying the goyish wine, the yayin esach. Rabbi answers, nihi de login. Dinahu liyaisve, true that when a guy travels, that the guy is traveling on the chamor, has the right to take along his jug of wine with him, that the chamor cannot stop him, but isn't it a svara? Eloi moisav le mi amrinin le nechila yagra deleginosai. That let's say the guy would not take along the barrel, the jug of wine. Would the chamor lower his price? In other words, you're not paying for that. Even though he has a right to take along the wine, but to pay the price is for carrying the person, not for the lug of wine. Whether the guy will take it or will not take it, the price doesn't change. Even if he says, today I'm not taking wine, still, the price is the same. So it comes out, even when he has the wine now, the price is not for transporting the wine, the yayin esach. The price is for transporting the goy. Therefore, smuta take the schar. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, what kind of deal is this between the seicher and the chamor? Hey, chidomi. Idishchich lemizvin. If on the road they're going to pass by all the great Ralphs, all the big stores, so chamor namilakev. The Bala Chamor should stop the Seicher for taking 5 days worth of food. What are you doing here taking a ton of food, 5 days worth? We'll pass by Ralph's every day. We'll stop off at Ralph's.
Yeah, but it's more money.
Who said so? We'll soon see. In the Mars times it wasn't so, I don't know. I know the price of the food. It was one price all over. Hakinam, let's go. Let's go. If there are no Ralphs on the way, there are no stores on the way, so then how could the Seicher stop the Bala Chamor from taking food? How's the Chamor going to live? There's no Chamor stores on, there's no donkey stores on the way. So where's he going to get his food for the Chamor? So he should be able to take along as much food as he needs for the road also. From a public case like this, let's reach the Shchiach Lemitrach Lemizvin. In other words, that every city you stop on the way, you're just going on the outskirts of the city. So you plan to sleep on the outskirts. When you're there, if you matriach yourself, you can go inside the city and buy food there. But it's not so simple. You want to stay on the highway. You sleep overnight, but you don't want to go another few miles into the town to find the store there. So therefore, chamor daki lemitrach lemizvin. The donkey driver, he's used to this. That's his job the whole time, to feed his chamor. And he's darker to travel the whole day. He knows what it means to travel. So for him to go a few more miles in the city to get the food wouldn't bother him. Therefore, the Bala Chamor only has the right to take for 1 day's work. 1 day's worth, that's it. But Saicha, the one that's hiring here, the renter, Lav Dark Lemitrach Lemizvin, he's a fancy guy. He doesn't want to go and bother himself. He wants to take a trip now. He's on a trip. He's on vacation now. On vacation, I want to take it easy. He's not a derech to matriach himself to look around for food. Therefore, he has a right to take 5 days worth of food with him. And this is my pleasure trip. I have a right to take the food I need for the trip. Avua de Rav Acho, Rei de Rav Iko, have a shofach luhu chamro lebitchovim. He used to pour off wine to a guy, to the guy, the